Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome in. Three Dudes with a View, stormy, tornadoy Thursday edition. There's a lot going on. We're going to get to that. I'm dude number three, Delk Kennedy. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you, Mr. York?
Good morning. I'll say morning to everybody because it's not good for some people. And, you know, we just got hit with a bad, bad natural disaster.
How are things out your way, Mr. York?
Oh, it was dark for a while. I thought I was going to be in it. It's almost like midnight over here for a while, and then it cleared up and started.
You're out there on the west side of town, toward right near the what is it?
What's Catholic Catholic Church?
Yeah, right near the Catholic Church out there, and the elementary school. What?
Woodard area.
Yeah, what's it like out there? Did any damage, significant damage?
No, I haven't observed any damage. I hadn't been out this morning, but I hadn't observed anything torn down or trees or anything in this area. It just simply passed over us, thank God, and unfortunately went somewhere else, you know?
Yep. Seth Campbell, regular special guest dude, school's out, so he's with us. He's a teacher at Mount Pleasant Elementary and also lives in Hound Dog Holler near Mount Pleasant. Seth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy to be here. Sad about the circumstances, which let us be off today, though.
What about the Mount Pleasant area, Seth?
I haven't been through Mount Pleasant today. Haven't been out there. From what I heard here, not bad from teachers that live out there. We were all texting last night. You know, the worst of it being around Bear Creek, but I'm sure they'll get into that here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. But now, Hound Dog Holler, where you live.
It's out in Marshall County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out in Marshall County, yeah.
What'd you see in terms of damage on the way in from there?
They're at Marshall County's out of school, too, but not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad at all. I can't complain about anything in comparison to what I've seen on the news and what other people have seen. There are no complaints at all.
So you came in Highway 50?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, and I live out that way, too, not as far as you do, but I didn't see any significant damage out.
Yeah, some limbs and some branches, but like just nothing you can even...
Leaves blown around.
Bat an eye at compared to people's houses.
A lot of washed out areas where you had a lot of water, that kind of thing. Native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are all over the national news, man. It's the worst thing that ever happened. Columbia, they're saying Murray County, you know, Maury County on the news.
Maury County.
But, yeah, you tell they haven't been there much. All the major news people are down in Columbia.
Well, Ron, it's not good, but I wouldn't. It could have been worse. I'll put it that way.
Sure.
Yeah.
The epicenter, apparently. These nightly news services have kind of become weather reports because of the global warming narrative. But they do tend to, you know, you don't get eyeballs unless you get, you know, it bleeds, it leads, right? So they like to see the destruction. And, you know, I'm glad it's not as bad as they portray it, apparently, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, we've got one dead, several in the hospital, and out Bear Creek Pike, an enormous amount of property damage and cleanup, people still without power, that kind of thing. And so that's said it could have been worse, but it's not good, but it could have been a lot worse. Joining with us this morning to let us know what's going on, first of all, I want to welcome Murray County Mayor Sheila Butt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. And State Representative Scott Sapecki.
Good morning, everybody.
And almost all of this damage occurred in your district, didn't it, Scott?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, we might let people know. Let's see, Mayor Butt, you were talking about it earlier, that the Nashville Highway, Highway 31 between here and Spring Hill, is closed in both directions.
Yes, it is. So please avoid that at all costs for right now. There was a tanker that turned over, and there is some fuel in the highway, so they just want people to stay away from there right now.
Closed in both directions, alternate route. I don't know if you take the Bear Creek Pike or go out Highway 50 or...
I guess 7 or...
Highway 7, whatever. There we go. All right. And both of y'all have been out to the area to have a look around in daylight this morning. Mayor Butt, yes. What's the situation?
Well, we started last night about 5 o'clock with the weather coming in. I went out to OEM, and they monitored everything Office of Emergency Management. I will tell you there's a dynamite team out there from Murray County who is keeping watch over this county. And counties all around us came and joined us out there. So I went out this morning, looked at the drones. Most of the damage is trees on houses, rooftops gone, big trees that are just cut in half by that wind. It's quite amazing to see. Scott mentioned it looked like a weed eater.
What were you saying, Scott? It looked like a giant weed whacker had just gone through.
If you look at the video from where it touched down on the south side of Bear Creek and the track it followed, it looks just like a giant weed whacker about 15, 20 feet in the air. It didn't matter what size the tree was. It just snapped it in two. Wow. And so then it picked up all that debris, as like Mayor said, and then it just threw it on everything in its path. And that's probably where most of the damage came, was just those trees being thrown at 100 or so miles an hour in the buildings and just tore everything up.
Well, and as my understanding, it touched down, so out Bear Creek Pike was somewhere, and cross Bear Creek Pike somewhere, what, in the neighborhood of the of Howell Elementary?
Old Highway 99 is where it came right across.
And then took a sharp right turn.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was headed towards the southeastern side of Spring Hill, and then right when it got about to 65, it just turned straight east and just crossed the interstate, and then just went off a little bit longer, about two and a half miles mm-hmm. on the ground. But wherever it was, you can see it just broke every tree, stripped every leaf out of every tree. It just looks like you would imagine it if someone had a giant weed whacker and just leveled it all.
There you go. Clayton, how are things out your way?
Everything was fine. It went north of us.
You live out Mooresville Pike, south of town, yeah?
Yes, sir. Fortunately, everything was okay in our area, but unfortunately, like they said, the eastern part of Columbia, out Bear Creek, just not good.
Yeah, Highway 412 out toward the interstate.
Delta, the thing that was, and Mayor, you can go into this, was the immediate response of, I was on Bear Creek, I don't know, an hour after the tornado passed, and it was a steady stream of emergency management. You want to talk about that?
Yes, we had just 2 months ago gone to Nashville and gone through the, if something like this happened, we went through the courses of who would come, how it would work, all across the state. But also, we have such an amazing team here that they go to every surrounding county who needs help. They go to Florida. They go to everyone who needs help. So consequently, in Murray County, they are very anxious to come and help us. And I also want to say, our neighboring counties, we had Williamson, Lawrence, Marshall. Well, we had several. I don't want to leave anybody out, but Giles for sure, yes. And, I mean, they just came immediately. They were set up in our OEM to help us and call their people with anything that we needed.
That's Office of Emergency Management, which is out there off Tom Hitch Parkway.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were prepared. Our guys were prepared. We had, and our community, you guys, the cities and Murray County working together is amazing. I'm just going to say that they had, each one out there had their stations out there at the Office of Emergency Management, Columbia Fire, Murray County Fire, and they were all out there, you know, in community working together. It was pretty great.
That's absolutely amazing. That Mayor Butt, I know there are folks out there who would like to help. Are there ways that people can help at this point? How does that work?
Yes, I would ask them now to go to my Facebook page, the mayor's Facebook page, and it tells how they can make monetary donations to the trustee's office or on the Murray County donations page for the county. And then the county will make sure that the families affected get those funds. So that is available. If you want to donate in kind, you'd want to go to the Family Center, who is taking most of those clothing in kind donations. So that's the way it is set up at the moment.
Okay, and I understand the Red Cross is here in Murray County, correct?
Oh, I give a great cheer to the Red Cross. They've been great. They called immediately. They came down. They set up a place at Riverside Elementary School where people could come. I think to this point, we've had about 12 people. A little family spent the night in there last night. I mean, they were ready to come and help us with anything and keep calling me and saying, Sheila, do you need anything else? The Red Cross is awesome.
Absolutely amazing.
If you're a local church and you want to start to help out, the thing we can tell you to do is start to organize now. Organize what your response is going to be with goods or water, et cetera, et cetera. I know Mr. Steele just walked into my right here, but I've gotten phone calls from high schools around Murray County saying, okay, how can we help? What can we do?
That's when you need to tell them go to their fire department.
And that's what we told them is if you want to. Our EMS people have been up all night long working. Stop by a fire hall, drop off some water, drop off some drinks, drop off some food for them. Tell them thank you, give them a pat on the back. Because as we were watching this unfold, they were all running to the problem. Right. To provide help and make saves if they had to, but if you're wanting to get involved, organize right now. Organize your response so that when the call does go out for cleanup or helping or distribution of goods, you know how to respond. And respond in a quick manner. And you know, Mayor and I have talked about this, is the spirit of people, how they respond in these terrible circumstances, is a testament to the people of Murray County and people of Tennessee of, okay, how can I help? It's been a tragedy, and it doesn't matter. I mean, I've gotten phone calls from all over the state saying, what can we do? And a team has already been down. I've already talked to Governor Lee. He's doing
the Tennessee Emergency Management.
That's correct.
Yeah. Thank you for
Governor Lee.
It's the trial lawyer. I mean,
Governor Lee is he's going to come down today. I've already talked to Speaker Sexton. Whatever the General Assembly has to do, not only for Murray County, but Robertson, Sumner, whatever we need to do, we're going to do, because we're all Tennesseans. In the long run, we're going to help all Tennesseans.
Right. Absolutely amazing. Mayor Butt, we've still got, what, a couple thousand people without power?
I think right now Jeff mentioned 3,000 at the earlier press conference, so I'm sure some of those will keep coming on. But, yes, right now about 3,000 people across the county.
Wow, and I think, Scott, at some point you mentioned that you were driving out Bear Creek Pike, all the electrical poles, phone poles are just snapped.
Yeah, they're snapped right where across the interstate. The thing that was incredible last night was the power people were out there already in the rain, in the lightning, right after the tornado, trying to get power up quickly. I mean, risking
their
lives.
Talk about real heroes, yeah.
And they're out there doing it. And I'm driving by them, looking at them like, holy cow, you got to be kidding me. And they're out there trying to get the power back on, because, like, if you drive out Bear Creek right around Highway 99, look at the telephone poles, they're just snapped in two. A telephone pole just snapped in two.
And the TBA tower.
And then as it crossed over old 99 and went northeast track, it crossed the TVA power lines, you know, the big power lines, and we've got damaged power lines now for TVA.
So they're all over the ground. Yeah. From what I was there this morning, and they're all over the ground.
So TVA is rerouting power right now, but that's going to take some time to get those towers rebuilt. So this is going to be a project that's going to be around for a while in Murray County.
Yes, it is.
And there's going to be a time when we're going to need help.
But don't come now.
But please don't come now. Stay away from the area. Go on, Mayor.
Yes, let the emergency management people do their work and let them get what they can do done. And as Scott says, in the next few days, mobilize, be ready, and we will love to have you come and help us and volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Clayton, we've been given a little signal. Are we going to take a break or what?
We can, if you want to kind of reset. It'd be a real quick break, but yes.
All right. We're getting our own. We've had our own troubles here at stations.
We've had multiple power outages.
We've got computers that crash and everything else, but we're getting things back online. All right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back.
Carsales in Columbia has a large assortment of quality new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, a trusted sales staff, and financing plans that fit any budget. Visit Parks once and you'll quickly discover why people all over Middle Tennessee have been buying vehicles there for more than 60 years. And factory-certified technicians can service and repair your vehicle as long as you own it. Go to ParksMotorsales.com or stop by the lot at 919 Nashville Highway and take a test drive today.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
Three Dudes with a View, special storm edition. Murray County's making the news apparently nationwide. And we got hit last night. It was bad. It could have been worse, but it's bad. One dead, several in the hospital, and a property damage that's going to take months to clean up, probably, at least. I'm dude number three, Del Kennedy, down the Highway 31, the Nashville Highway between Columbia and Spring Hill, is closed. There's an overturned tanker truck. I've seen the pictures here. It's laying down across the northbound and the southbound lanes, just right across the whole highway. So that is closed. That's causing Highway 412, Bear Creek Pike, out to the interstate to be bumper to bumper with people who are trying to get to their work and that kind of thing. Of course, schools are closed, but so that the people who are just trying to get back and forth to work are bumper to bumper out Highway 412, and that impedes the people who are the people, crews, and equipment who are trying to get out there and get the electricity to get back on, get this thing cleaned up, so at least people can get in and out of their driveways or the streetways that go to their homes out there on Bear Creek Pike. Again, I'm dude number three. I'm Del Kennedy. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Regular special guest dude, native son, favorite son, Ron Hart. Good morning.
He's muted.
You're muted, Ron.
All right.
Good morning.
There we go. So you're in Chattanooga. Anything bad happen in Chattanooga?
Yeah, I haven't gone outside yet, but the film crews aren't here. I think it moves the way storms normally move. They move to the northeast from the west, so I think it went north of us.
Okay. Regular special guest, dude, called School's Out, Seth Campbell. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right, and we are... I'm not going to say pleased. Yeah, we are pleased to have them, but it's a... I'd rather have had them to go have a good breakfast, and we're pleased to have them on a serious occasion. Mayor Sheila Butt, Murray County Mayor. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Representative Scott Spick. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Now, Mayor Butt, again, let's go into what happens now. The say you can go on the Facebook page and donate. On the Mayor Sheila Butt Facebook page.
Or you can go to the trustee's office and write them a check. But when you go to that Facebook page, there is a link to go to the county where you can make that donation. So you can just hit that link and you won't have to go downtown. It'll make it much easier. I do want to offer my condolences to the family who lost their loved one last night. You know, it's one person and it's somebody's everything. And we have to remember when you lose one person that there is a loss of life and it affects many, many people. And I want to send my condolences out to those people.
As we all do. And you're right. It's we're saying thank goodness it was only one. But
it
was
one.
To the family of that one, that's everything. You're exactly right.
Yes, yes. And as I was leaving last night, OEM, there was a little family sitting there, a dad and a mom with three little kids. And they'd been sitting there a few hours because when the tornado came, they were afraid. And so they just came to OEM because they were afraid.
The Office of Emergency Management.
Yes.
Out there on Tom Hitch Parkway, yeah.
Yes. And then the roof did get taken off of their house. So as I was leaving about 12:30 last night out of OEM, I said, do you want to go to Riverside where they have some cots there for the children? She said, well, they're really afraid to go outside right now. But she said, I hope I can get them there to sleep on the cots tonight. And they did go there, from my understanding. And so I'm thankful that we had places for them. That's sweet, sweet family. There were about three families there when I left last night.
Of course, the Red Cross has set up a shelter at Riverside Elementary.
Yes, yes.
And that's exactly what that's for. Scott, you say the governor's coming today?
That's correct. We've got Robertson County, we got Sumner County, we have Giles County, and Murray County were the hardest hit, and so he's going to try to get into all four of those counties today. I'm just waiting for word when he's going to be here, and then we'll communicate that to everybody.
Wow. Mr. York, you got questions?
Well, it's no question. This, you know, like you said, it could have been a lot worse. You know, I've worked as a utility person several storms: Glendale, Nashville, Etheridge, Lawrenceburg, and seen the damage that can happen. That's very destructive, and nothing man can build can stop it. You know, those towers are twisted like they're a little piece of wire. And we saw the same thing in Nashville, over in Glendale. They had 18-wheelers in your area turned over, wire through trees where just pierced a tree. It was the power of the storm was so great. It just broke wire off and just pushed it through a tree limb. So, you know, we're just thankful more people didn't lose their lives. 3,000 people out of power, that's something that can be restored. Life can't be restored. So I'm sorry to hear about the person that lost their life in it.
Yeah. And Mayor, but you were saying something about, and I guess what you were addressing is a situation where people want to actually roll up their sleeves and go to work. You were saying don't go out there now.
No, let's let the professionals out there who are cutting the trees and making the streets safe, let's let them do that first. They have told us that there will be a time when they will put out to the public, we could use people with chainsaws here, we could use food here, we could use different things in different areas. So we will make sure that the community knows that, because I know this is a community that wants to help.
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, you got to remember, this is a dangerous area right now. We've got power lines down.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we don't know which ones are hot, which ones aren't. So just be patient. Let the emergency crews go out there, do what they need to do, reestablish power, get the poles back up. And then I'm sure the mayor and the city and the city mayors will make sure everybody knows, hey, if you want to donate your time or your effort, here's where you go. And then we will organize that. That'll all be organized here.
Exactly.
And everybody will respond in a way that I think we'll all be proud of.
Wow.
Well, one thing we learned last night, having things scheduled like that and knowing who's doing what at what time and where the people are to keep them safe, that is very important. So volunteers can't just show up and start sawing trees. We're trying to keep everybody safe and do it in an organized manner.
Wow. And we're talking months here, aren't we? If not a year.
I would think, yes.
I mean, just the cleanup from the debris, Delk, is just going to take time.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to, you know, the highway department's going to have, the first thing they did was they just pushed the trees out of the road just to be able to get traffic in and out on Bear Creek. Well, now you got to go in and cut up all those trees and dispose of them, plus all the other trees that are everywhere else. I mean, it's going to be a massive undertaking. And, you know, it's about two and a half to 3 miles long swath that they're going to have to clean up. That's a long way.
And from my understanding, it sounds like the tornado crossed right sort of just past Dollar General out there.
Yeah, that's about right, yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of the trees, something I learned last night is the highway department can go out there and cut those trees. But do you know what the next logistical problem is?
Where
you
put
all of that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we are even looking at people in that area who would allow us to put those trees and the remnants of those trees on their property until we can properly dispose of them.
Wow.
If you knock down a Dollar General, Delk, you're talking about hundreds of dollars worth of damage.
Well, another one will be up very quickly, Ron.
It's one about a block away, so I wouldn't worry.
Yeah,
if you knock one down, six spawn in this place.
Oh, it's about to be the state tree, isn't it?
Dollar General, that's funny.
Hey, we love Dollar General. We love Dollar General.
Really, the shining light. I mean, it's a pretty dark day for a lot of people out there, a lot of damage, but just that, like Scott, you were saying earlier, just that volunteer spirit being out there, awesome. People lining up, wanting to, you know, give their time and their energy to go help, even though now might not be the time. Yeah, the time will come, but just that desire to do it really kind of gives you a lot of hope about the community and gives you a lot of good feelings about the community. I saw a lot of tree services, excavating services, grass cutters. They all just wanted to get out there last night.
They did.
That's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. You live in a good community when you know people are willing to do that.
And this came through about, 5:30 last night, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think about 4:45 they started out at OEM getting everybody there and being ready.
Wow.
But Dale, let me say this, too. For people that have had property damage and needing people to clean up, be very careful about the people you select, because this is where we get a lot of scammers.
Mm-hmm.
They rush to these areas that have had destruction, and they scam poor people who are trying to clean up their place. So be very careful about the monies you transact with people across the state. They come from out of state, all over, with good intentions, but you'll be out of a lot of money and with nothing done.
Well said, Mr. York.
That's a good point.
They call them storm chasers, I think. And they do show up, and so be careful with who you contract with to do your roof, or whoever. You know, if they just come in from out of town somewhere, then, you know, might not be such a good idea.
The THP has dispatched over 60 troopers to our area.
Wow.
To direct traffic, to help people get in and out, to keep people out of areas where they shouldn't be. If you are trying to get back to your home in this area, they're only allowing people who live back there to go back in. So if you're just wanting to get back in there to help, and look, the THP is not going to let you back in there right now. So, you know, kudos to THP responding, Columbia Police, Spring Hill Police was there. It was just, I wish you could have been out there at the command center. I think it was at New Lycia Church of Christ. It was incredible. I mean, you just drove out of there and it was Mount Pleasant, Spring Hill, Columbia, Marshall County, Giles County, Hickman County, Franklin. I mean, there was everybody responded in a moment's notice. And the question wasn't, do you need my help? The answer was, we're coming. Tell us what you need us to do.
Wow.
And that's
awesome.
That's what gives you hope in this world.
Yeah, it does.
That people will respond. Now, we just got to respond a little bit better when we're just not a catastrophe to each other.
There you go.
But you know, it is.
I have a call, Mr. Mayor Butts, on this. Who's in charge of something like this? Is it FEMA? Is it, oh, he said, who's in charge ultimately?
It's our Office of Emergency Management in conjunction with TEMA. TEMA has kept a good watch on this. Yes, Maury County Office of Emergency Management. Jeff Hardy is the director there. Jeff just won an award for being one of the most outstanding directors in the state. We probably have the most outstanding department in the state. So, yes, he's the one who puts everything together in a situation like this.
And of course, the office, the Maury County Office of Emergency Management, is one of the things which falls under the purview of the county mayor.
Yes, it is.
And then we, and then I'm sure that this, the county will fill out the necessary paperwork to get a disaster area
already
claim
signed,
so that we can start the process of the funds flowing from the state down to Maury County to help rebuild.
Wow. Have we got any idea? I mean, it occurs to me as we discuss this that the biggest problem may be the, well, who knows what the biggest problem is, but a major problem may be a number of homes out there. There are quite a few homes on the south side of Bear Creek and the north side where this tornado crossed. How many uninhabitable homes do we have? Do we have any measure on that yet?
I don't know that we have a measure or a number. You know, as I drove, you could see plenty of houses with trees in front of them, trees on the roofs, trees in their driveway. So I don't know how many. Originally, I heard a number of 30, but that was pretty early on. So I don't have a number right now.
Of course, some of them just may need to cut the trees off.
Right.
But some of them may be, the roof may be gone. Or, you know.
Well, the building may be gone.
Yeah.
I mean, just
there
gone.
There are a couple of those.
Gone.
Yes.
So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a massive cleanup here. It's going to take time. You're going to have some patience on Bear Creek for a while, especially with this tanker truck on 31. Just be patient. You're going to be bumper to bumper to the interstate, and it's going to, and when you come home from work, it might be just as bad. It just depends on how quick they can get this cleaned up on 31.
And like you mentioned, Scott, those ancillary roads, mm-hmm. all of the ancillary roads off of Bear Creek are closed unless you live there.
That's right.
So Highway 50 may be your best option. To
50 or maybe 840 to Carter's Creek,
yeah,
and come down there. Or if you can go out Highway 7. I mean, it may be a longer drive, but in reality, it might be quicker to get home.
Yeah.
So
wow.
And I'm sure to go. I promoted you already, Sheila.
Thank you.
I'm sure the mayor will let everybody know that when 31 is opened back up,
yes,
that you can
certainly
use 31.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a press release from Columbia Fire. I guess they're out there working. Apparently, that tanker truck is leaking. It held fuel and it's leaking, so they're having calling a hazmat team.
It's going to be a while. Correct.
Yeah.
It's just going to be patient. It's going to be a while.
Well, yeah. You know, the problem is it's hauling gasoline.
Yeah.
So you have to ground the truck. Yeah. You just can't start off. If it was diesel fuel, you could just start offloading it. But with gasoline, you got to secure it. You got to ground the truck so you don't get any static electricity there, and then start the process of offloading the gasoline. So
about 6,000 gallons.
6,000 gallons.
That needs to be offloaded.
Oh, me.
Thank goodness it wasn't as worse as it could have been.
It could have
been.
Absolutely. Yes. We dodged a lot of bullets.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Tough things last night. We did.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad, but it could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about houses that were completely destroyed. I assume they had people in them who are still alive today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
How in the world does that happen?
Of course, I believe in Providence, but that's just me.
Well, I think also as warning. I mean, this storm was tracked from Hohenwald.
That's true.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they tracked and they told everybody this is a dangerous storm. And so everybody in the pathway prepared for it. And immediately, because we were watching it, right, as soon as they announced that they had a touchdown, the call went out is immediately seek shelter. And that did save lives.
People have wised and up about that.
The technology we have to track these storms now and the minute detail is incredible right now, which that is saving lives in the zone, that they can see when the rotation starts to happen.
Yeah. It looked like it literally went up Highway 43.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
I mean,
from Mount Pleasant.
Yeah,
know.
If it would have touched down before Columbia, it was going to go right through the heart of Columbia. And just by Providence, it didn't.
Yeah.
And it hit that hillside on the other side of Columbia, and that's where it touched down, and then it just started to tear things up.
Mm. Yeah, that hillside is
I mean, you won't miss it. When you go out Bear Creek, you'll see it.
you'll see where it came through.
Right there past Dollar General. Yeah. It came across the Bear Creek Pike, mm-hmm. coming from Columbia.
And then almost right down Old 99.
Wow.
Did anybody get a phone warning?
Yeah,
I think everybody in the area probably got that, because I got it and then the sky went dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that goes to what Scott was saying about technology. I mean, just we're in a day and time where your phone will tell you something bad's coming and to seek shelter. So I'm sure that helped many people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Sheila, you want to just go over one more time if people want to donate or where they can send it to?
Yes. If you would like to donate, you may certainly go downtown. And this is to help the families. That's what these donations are for. They will go directly to the families who have been impacted by the disaster. So you can do that at the trustee's office. You can may go down there and write a check. You can go to my Facebook page, Mayor Sheila Butt, and I have a link on there that you can click. It will go directly to the county, to the trustee's office, and that will work as well. We've made it very easy because there are so many of you who have texted me all night, what can I do? What can I do? And right now, those people are going to need financial help. There's not any question about that. They're going to have to stay somewhere or have food and many things that they'll need. So if you want to help in that way, we would appreciate it so very much. And I certainly know the people who were affected will.
Yeah, and I've got to think that, you know, of course, the worst is the family of the person who was killed and those who are seriously injured. But then beyond that, I think that you mentioned a figure of about perhaps, and I know you really don't know at this
point. It was off the top, but that's what I heard.
About 30 homeless families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I do want to mention that the animal shelter is open. So if you find a stray animal from there or a stray dog or cat, please take it to the shelter. And let me give those group out there kudos. They sat with us last night, waiting all night long to see if there was an animal that needed shelter.
Oh, wow.
So I have to give great kudos to our animal shelter people in Murray County.
And then remember this, I mean, because it was such a widespread response, when all of those emergency responders leave Marshall County or leave Mount Pleasant, they've got to backfill those positions so that they can provide protection for Mount Pleasant or Chapel Hill. Doesn't matter. So if you're inclined that you want to thank our first responders and stop by a fire hall or something like that and drop off some pizza or some burgers or something like for them, it'd be much appreciated, because those people that are still there have been up since last night.
Yeah,
they were called in. So great response from everybody in emergency management, great response from our first responders, police, fire, everybody working together, Murray Regional sending ambulances out there right away. We had ambulances from all over southern Middle Tennessee responding.
We did.
So it was just, it's the way it's supposed to work, and it worked absolutely perfect, Mayor. So kudos to the whole team.
Yes.
Kudos
right, and Mayor, yeah, and Mayor, Mayor Butt's in charge of this, folks. So kudos to you.
And well, I know you didn't get a whole lot of sleep. Yeah, thank you for everything you've done coordinating, and I mean it's amazing. Y'all, Scott, you too, you guys have done a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, y'all have been up all night and in the middle of this thing, and Murray County responds, Southern Middle Tennessee responds.
So am I going to have to change to Team Region, because everybody in this region has responded to help us.
Well, of course, I'm sure Murray County will do the same when our neighbors need us.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And these, we don't know. I mean, we're using a ballpark figure of 30, you know. It could be off by 100%. You know?
We could be 10, could be 3, could be. But last night I was told that number.
Could be 50.
Yeah, yes,
whatever. And if they've had the roof ripped off their house and all that kind of thing, some of their houses may not be repairable. Some of them may take months to repair. Yeah. So those are going to be folks in need, facing something they did not expect to face at all.
That's right.
And
you just never know when disaster is going to hit, and we all know that. You just never know.
If you remember the tornadoes that came through Kentucky last year, the response from our churches around here in Murray County was incredible. And now you watch the response from our churches for our own community here, it'll be awesome to watch. And I think everybody is going to come out on the bright side of this in the long run. It is going to be something that's going to unite our county, which is always good. When people are united, it's always good.
That's an amazing thing. Dr. Michael Steele has come in the door, and Dr. Steele, of course, school is closed. He's principal of Central High School here in Columbia. And of course, school is closed because of the storms, and countywide, school's out. Nothing. Do we have any idea how long the school's going to be out?
No, sir. Not that I'm aware of. Not yet.
Today, at least.
Today, at least, yes, sir.
And it was certainly a blessing with the way traffic is, the way the emergency certainly a blessing to the county.
Yes, ma'am. Great call. We got a thread going, and so far everybody seems to be doing well. The schools seem to be doing well. No damage at Central, and not everybody's checked in, but so far the staff and students are all doing well. Thank God.
Okay.
All right. We just had a call in from Bucky Rowland. Let's see. Clayton, you want to see if you can get him on the line?
He's been a busy man, too.
Yeah, I imagine Sheriff Rowland. Sheriff Rowland just called. I don't know what he's... You better tell him he's on the air.
Let's wish the people speedy recovery that's in the hospital. What is it, about 11 of them, right?
Pretty close. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact number.
That's about right. And apparently... The story I've heard is they were in a home that was actually lifted off the ground.
Hey, sure.
And Michael Steele, you want to give a quick shout-out about the Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on. And prayers go out to all the families that are impacted by this tornado. I just wanted to thank everybody involved in the Dorothy Campbell Scramble. It was a huge success. Thank you to Ms. Parker, Ms. Elkins, Ms. Smith, Chris Pointer, just for being on that committee for the Dorothy Campbell Foundation. It was a fabulous turnout. The weather cooperated and just amazing for honoring Ms. Campbell. So thank you all.
All right. We do have, I think, Sheriff Bucky Rowland of Murray County on the line. Good morning, Bucky.
Morning, sir. Just want to call in, give you all an update. I knew you were on the air, but...
We got about 3 minutes, so go. Yes, you got the floor.
Go, Bucky.
Well, we have about 12 teams out this morning. We're doing our secondary and third and fourth checks, just going door to door to make sure we have everybody accounted for, which I'm sure you're aware. We had a fatality and one critical, and then multiple minor injuries reported last night. And, of course, our biggest struggles last night was going to be Blackburn Road, Lasia Road, clearing those roadways to get our EMTs to where they could provide medical attention. But you know, from first responders and Good Samaritans and tree trimmers, you name it, excavation companies, they showed up and showed out and really helped us out. But from Lasia Road, Blackburn Road, all the way to Kedron between Rally Hill Cutoff, or actually 431 to Old Kedron Road, it's a pretty good swipe through there. At least a half a mile swipe that it's multiple dwellings that completely destroyed. We had folks living in some campers that were displaced and tumbled, vehicles turned over. But we only know of the one fatality at this point. We've had several pets, of course, that are missing. But we do have our, as I said, about 12 teams paired up and going door to door to. And they're just working their way either in or out from kind of ground zero. And we'll be doing that throughout the day. But and of course, we have our shelters opened up if anyone is displaced until they can get a more permanent setting. We do have those resources if they just contact the Murray County Sheriff's Department.
All right, Sheriff Rowland, thank you. And we are out of time here. I want to thank Sheriff Rowland, Representative Scott Spicki, and Mayor Sheila Butt for coming on and getting us updated as to what's happened last night here in Murray County and what we're facing as we go forward. Thank you so much. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, thank pleasure. You all.
Thanks, Bucky.
All right, Clayton, we're playing the.
We are out of here.